You put on a customer support. My name is Ashanti. How may I help you?
I just was talking with a girl, and I forgot to ask her. I was telling her about it. I had two charges on my bank statement, and I was trying to find out what they were. And one of them was that signed me up for something for $49.97. And I said, no, I don't want that. And she said, okay, I'll cancel it. And she gave me a cancellation number, but I forgot to ask her, so will that money get credited back to my account?
May I have her name and zip code to look up your account?
Peggy Isley, 74014. Cancellation number is C258.
Can you verify the address for me?
7519 South Shelby Lane, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. 74014.
All right. Thank you for that. And I see that you have the purifier. Your account has been canceled. I got you a 35% refund.
35%?
Yes.
They should refund the $49.97 because I didn't agree to.
What they can do is a 50% refund.
Why can't they give the $50 back? I didn't sign up for $50.
They don't have to give you any refund. I'm just giving you the 50% refund as a one-time thing because all sales are final. This wasn't the terms and conditions, whether you read them or not.
What was it supposed to have said?
It tells you that if you don't come in 48 hours, then you're going to get billed the membership fee.
It said what?
It tells you in the terms and conditions that if you don't come in 48 hours and say that you don't want the membership fee, then you're going to get billed. And that it's $49.97 a month. Each month you're enrolled.
No, I did not see that.
Okay, well, your account is canceled. I got you a 50% refund.
So it's only going to get $25 back?
If that's 50%, then yes.
That's a ripoff. All right, thank you.
Thank you for calling the customer support. Have a great day.